Ashley, when you went to Kenya, did you do a safari?
Yes, it was incredible. We went on a 5-day safari. We were up every morning at 4:30 in the morning to watch the animals, and then we would have all day to kind of sit back and do nothing, and we'd go on another animal drive in the evening because that's when the animals are eating, so because it's so hot during the day that they come out at dawn and dusk to graze. It was incredible. When we first started out, we weren't even in the national park. We were on our way to the park, and we saw some zebras, and we were screaming at our safari driver, "Stop, stop, there's zebras, and he's like, "You'll be sick of zebras by the end." And we were so sure, like, there is no way. We will never be sick of seeing zebras. We will never be sick of seeing these animals. It's just too foreign and too incredible for us. But by the end, we're like, another zebra. No, I'm kidding. I mean, still, it was incredible. And we saw just lions and the whole thing, giraffes. Oh, to see giraffes run, their necks are just, they just wave. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So were you most impressed with seeing a giraffe? Or?
No, probably the lions. I mean, they're the king. We saw 30 different lions. It was something out of a fairy tale. It was incredible. We didn't see them make a kill, but we saw them eating a kill, which was quite disgusting. But it was incredible to watch because there was a male lion who was, I guess he had already eaten because, you know, the men eat first and then they let their families eat. But there was another male, and we were trying to figure out the dynamic of it because he wouldn't. The one male was keeping the other one away and keeping him away so his cubs could eat, and they were kind of fighting and growling. And I mean, we were only like 10 feet away from them. Not even that, probably like 5 feet. They were right there. It smelled because it was a dead, I don't know what it was, buffalo. It was gross. But it was incredible.
Great.